The Sentai Review, Episode 63, Flashman Mecha.
All right, welcome back to the Sentai Review. William Bush, Reploid Bill, let's do it.
Set level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Yeah, look at that. That's like two episodes in a row.
Almost.
Where we did like the contacts.
The correct like contact right off, and stuff.
No, wait, that wasn't the contact.
No, that wasn't the contact. No, that was going around the room and saying who's doing
introduction.
What.
Introduction. Okay, yeah. Well, let's whore out the website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so tonight is Flash King, Great Titan, and Titan Boy. This series, the Flashman, had three robots that Scott found.
Yeah, three robos for us to go through.
God damn it, man.
I said before we started recording.
Yeah,
this,
I know.
This is where the
well,
multiple
you said
ones
this is
off.
Where multiples, and you were making it sound like there was only, like, two. Now we got to talk about 10 different goddamn robos and how they're all probably going to be... that's not terrible.
All right, first things first, we're going to go to this Flash King. Here he is.
And then second thing second is I'm going to tell Bill to move his fat head over so I can goddamn see.
He's very super blocky. Like, very super blocky, and he's got that big V on him.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen other robos that have been blocky, so I mean...
And the other ones have done this little hug-me pose, too, so...
Well, that's because the robos always either want a hug or they want a fist bump. There's really no in-between. The only in-between is if you get in between them and their hug or fist bump and you get a sword through the face.
or if that one robot kicks you right in the fucking head.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Curb stomp.
Next. Oh, exact same image. Oh, next.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
What I tell you.
Isn't that
he
the...
wanted a hug, and Monster got in the way, so he got a sword to the face.
This isn't the face. This is the Han Solo death here.
Han Solo death.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, spoilers.
Yeah, I wonder if that's still a spoiler. I mean, I imagine with a movie that big, either people have already seen it or people have already heard it.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's like he impaled him with it.
Yeah, especially with the fan theory that Bill was able to disprove on our Facebook group chat, where there's no way in shit that Han, like, killed himself so that way then Kylo could keep up his bullshit. You could clearly tell that, nope!
I went frame for frame, and I was like, no, that's mighty douchebaggy, fucking thrusting, angry face, walking forward, killing motion.
But at least you didn't get 8 spoiled for you like I did.
What do you mean?
Scott's already found one of the fucking scripts online, and he's like, oh, so this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and this like this, and I'm like, God damn it.
I found something online where somebody leaked the truth about Rey.
Well, if that turns out to be an actual leak, then awesome. But I've got a fake script myself years ago, back before the Revenge of the Sith came out. They were selling a... quote-unquote leaked script at the cons, and it was floating around, and people were like, this is what's going to happen, and some of it is real, and then I don't know if it was a real script that immediately they had to change some things, because they knew everybody knew it or something, but I have an old script like that myself.
I'm gonna believe it.
So this guy's dead. Next.
Oh. One of these multiple things and stuff.
That Scotty's going to have to snap zoom to that the rest of us are going to be blind as bats for.
So the top...
Who took away one of our pages? Look at this down here in the corner here. We got nothing. So this Zord does all of that stuff and nothing.
Well, I know the top left row is kind of his transformation into the Zord.
Yeah.
And I think that little bottom right to it is probably his final attack.
Oh, of course.
And then to the left of it is some kind
Wait,
of...
Wait, does he have flying fists?
I was going to say, it looks like he can shoot his fists, and I think
Rockets?
That his shoulders, I think those are missiles. They look retarded. The shoulder. Uh-huh. I just thought it was a design on a shoulder pad. I guess that's an actual set of missiles.
And then it shows his sword there next to him.
And by the way, his sword is incredibly reminiscent for us as children. That looks like a very basic power sword.
Yes, yes it does.
For our Megazord.
You mean when he tries to pull it with his left?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, wait, wrong hand.
Yep. And the design, of course, for those of you who are listening to this, it kind of looks like your standard sword, but it's kind of got like a Legend of Zelda thing going on slightly.
Yeah.
A bit.
He's really hard to describe. I would try to describe him, but man, he's really tough to describe.
Anybody who's actually seen the Sentai videos, like take your normal robo design... And then he's got, like, for his chest, it's like a blue diamond with, like, a yellow V surrounding the outer edge of the diamond. There's, like, red and blue, like, red on the bottom and blue on the top with, like, a white stripe going through the middle to separate it for what's left of the area. The base of the V looks like it's sitting on top of a gray block for some reason. His chest, where his ab should be, is, like, a circle with, like, a couple things sticking out of it. Again, I'm sitting far in the back and I'm blind, so it's hard to see sometimes. I notice his fucking leg has a 1 on it, so I'm wondering if that's one of, like,
the Zords
for where it's coming together.
One of the robos, maybe?
Then again, we have seen Voltron Zords before. His helmet looks like it's a bucket helmet with about the exact same design as on the chest.
With the jewel thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's got, like, a little diamond thing and then, like... A V made out of silver with, like, a couple red stripes in the middle of it. And,
I'm kind
of... The helmet's not terrible.
I'm kind of wondering about the bottom feet down there, because they look like they could be, like, little rockets or something.
Well, again, like I said, it clearly looks like there's a 1 on his leg, like, on the his inner shin for what would be his left leg. It looks like there's a 1. And then I can't tell on the other fucking side, but, I mean, it's a possibility that, like, each one of the Zords is like a rocket or some shit and then flies in, because, as you could tell from the top, he clearly just flies and shifts and comes together. Like, his upper half and his middle half connect, so, I mean, who knows?
This guy is the savior of all other robos that we've had thus far. The robos that are aching for fist bumps. He's sending one at ya.
Yep.
Soaring fist bumps, buddy.
Yep.
Soaring fist bumps.
And for those of you who couldn't see that because it was radio, Bill literally, like, his mouth dropped and he was like, greatest joke ever, here we go.
No. No, it's all serious. Next.
Oh.
Now he's fishing for one now, so...
Yep.
And his sword
he might not be fishing for one. He might be getting ready to send one.
Oh, yeah, so he could be sending a fist bump through the air.
But his sword looks a bit different as far as the little hilt area.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's because on the last picture, like, there's, for some ungodly reason, a blue, like, triangle sitting there.
Yeah, like...
Like, over the design. That's the reason why I was having troubles. But like I said, it literally does look like it could be a sword out of, like, Legend of Zelda. But, like, some of the early stuff, like Zelda 2 or, like, Zelda 1. Like, once you get into, like, Ocarina of Time or even Link to the Past, like, you could clearly tell that that shit, like, looked like the Master Sword.
Next.
Oh, he's got a shield.
Okay.
And it looks like a white Pokeball.
Standard white shield, and you're right, it does look like a white Pokeball.
Promo ball.
Yeah, it's a Premier Ball.
Hmm. Next.
Oh, hey, look. He's under a scaffolding, which is
Dude, this is cool if this is what I think it is. I think that's the costume on display somewhere.
Yeah, it's at a convention.
I think it's either a costume or maybe a bigger...
Like an almost model of it?
Yeah.
Either way, this would be cool. We don't have anything like this here. That would be sweet.
Well, yeah, that's because the only Zord that we actually have was CGI. Because Murica.
Yeah, Murica.
Yeah. We reviewed that Zord, too. Next.
Oh, he's defending the Earth with his glowing sword of justice.
And his Pokeball shield, and his missile shoulders, and his flying fist bumps of doom.
In space.
I wonder if he could actually launch his fist while he's holding the shield and pull like a Captain America, like, stars and stripes on him. You know what I mean? When he does the shield bash.
That would be sweet.
Well, he's clearly Team Cap. Anyway, moving along.
Next.
Oh, man, that's not so sweet.
How you gonna go and get your arm shot off, guy?
Shot? It got chopped off.
Dang.
It must have been a lightsaber, too, because it, like...
I was about to say, but with all the smoke, it wouldn't surprise me if he would shoot a missile and surprisingly came across a competent enemy who was like, nope, ain't doing that. Fire as soon as the rocket comes out. Blow his shit up.
This is actually cool that he receives damage like that. Sometimes the damage doesn't look significant to me, but that looks pretty severe. Like, maybe this show is pretty crazy. Next.
Oh!
Ooh. Wait! He chopped his own leg off! What the shit?
See, he lost his arm, and then as he was stumbling backwards, he was like, oh shit! Ching!
Wait, I can still fight? I can still fight. Tis a flesh wound.
Yeah. Tis but a flesh wound. Get back here.
Next. Oh, gotta fix him.
Yeah, yep. I guess they're gonna try and fix him somehow.
Next.
Oh.
I wanna say we're back?
Yeah, I think we're back as far as this one.
Yeah. Yeah, for this one we're back.
Yeah, okay.
Should we do each robo or should we do them all together?
Well, I think we've been reviewing each robo.
We have been reviewing each robo, so let's go ahead and just get this guy out of the way while I load up the next guy.
So, Flash King.
Shit. I have no calculator.
How do you have no calculator?
How do I not have a calculator? Because it's on my phone, and my phone is in my coat pocket sitting in the kitchen. So, I will be right back.
That's awesome.
Talk amongst yourself.
Okay, well, regardless, I need to give this guy... I don't know. I'm probably around like a 2.3. I'm not overly impressed with this dude.
I mean, he looks the normal standard.
I think he looks okay at most.
But
I don't need goddamn Zoot Suit Riot in front of me. I need a goddamn calculator.
Zoot Suit Riot.
Riot.
Throw back a bottle of beer. Anyway. Okay, so you said 2.3?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm giving this dude a 3.5. It's very rare that we actually see somebody who clearly could have become something else later on.
Right.
Like the standard power sword, the fact that he has flying fist bumps, the rocket shoulders was kind of cool.
I'm going with just a 3.
All right.
Standard 3.
So this guy got himself a 2.93 repeating.
Which moves us on to Great Titan. Oh my god. I feel like I should change the score on the last guy.
Next.
Because if this is the standard of Zords from the show he was in... He was a fucking masterpiece.
It might
be a support Zord or Robo.
Next. Oh.
What the serious fuck.
Oh my god.
Okay, hold on. Let me explain this, why we're groaning to the people who are listening to this via podcast. You know how Scion came out with those box cars that were supposed to, you know, be better fuel efficient? Like, it literally looks like they took a cardboard box and they put wheels on it. This is literally it. They took a fucking cardboard box, spray painted it blue, and slapped some arms and a head on it. What the fuck?
Dude.
Is he a battering ram Zord? Somebody explain this guy to me, and maybe I might give him a better score later.
At least he's still got that little V and a gem still, so.
Yeah, he follows the fucking theme, but for God's sakes, it looks like he's supposed to be the foot. Not the leg, the foot of a Megazord.
He looks like a Transformer you got from your McDonald's Happy Meal back when all you did was, like, stand him up. He was a car, and you would stand him up, and his little head would poke out the top or something.
You mean a GoBot instead of a Transformer?
No, yes. I'm serious. Like, there used to be the Transformers in the McDonald's Happy Meals.
Yeah, and they literally were like GoBots. You'd, like, move two things, and, oh, it's transformed.
Yeah, you just, like, pull it from the middle, and then that created legs, and then you pulled the top, and that created a head, and you stood him up.
Yeah.
And like, those were the Transformers you got in the Happy Meals.
What was it? You remember the Beast Wars, like, when they finally ended up getting back to the planet of Megatron, and then they either became actual realistic animals, or they became, like, actual vehicles again?
I barely remember the Beast Wars.
Okay, well, they had toys for that shit because I had it. The one was a little fucking motorcycle where you could flip the arms back so that way then it would shoot its jet boosters and drive around, or you could flip the arms forward and stand it up and it would be in its I'm in fucking normal robot attack mode. And it's like, no. No, it's not. This is a fucking shitty McDonald's Happy
Next.
Meal. That's what that guy looks like.
Oh my, why?
Okay, clearly from the top he has one redeeming factor. He can shoot a beam out of his fucking chest.
Wrong.
Way to go, Iron Man. Nobody cares.
Friggin' Guyver attack.
And
look at his transformation.
Yeah.
He stands up, the head comes out, the arms pull around, and his visor glows. I'm transforming.
He literally transforms exactly like I just said.
Uh-huh.
Just like the McDonald's Happy Meal toy.
It's literally, it's a fucking, what is it? It's a skyscraper that transforms into a giant robo. Kill self. Go drink a gallon of bleach and walk in plain traffic.
Maybe. Maybe if I saw this,
it might be worth something,
In motion, because, okay, I'm going to say this real quick. My favorite Ranger in the history of all the Rangers is actually the Gold.
With his pyramid.
And he has a pyramid.
Yep.
And when I look back, when I think about how we're doing this way, when you look at the pyramid, knowing nothing about how broken it fucking is,
it looks like shit.
It looks like a fucking pyramid. And you're like, really?
Moves. Yeah.
So that's going to be an area where when we get there, I'm going to be like, oh, it's fucking sweet. But I know that just seeing pictures, I should get the same impression I'm getting off this guy right now.
It looks like shit. Yeah, kind of like the Turtle Zord that carried all the other Megazords.
His power was to be fat.
But his power was broke as fuck because it's, get all the Megazords in, I'm just going to drop on the enemy and crush it to death.
Yeah, that's what it did. It was a giant turtle. You remember it? It was from season 3 in our Power Rangers. And they just, like, they
Turtle
were just
Zord
loaded up.
Turtle Zord uses headbutt. It's super effective.
They would be like, Turtle Zord! And they would open it up, and all the Megazords would just get in
him.
Everyone
get inside while the Zord tries to crush you.
And then the Zord, he would just fall on the enemy, and the enemy would be like, oh my god! Yeah. Next. Ugh.
Even the figurine toy looks,
Please, next. Quickly, please, next.
Next. Oh, come on!
God damn it, Scotty.
Next.
And we're back.
Okay, we're done with this. Okay, I apologize for my first score. I honestly apologize.
I already got the score for this one.
Yeah, so do I.
One.
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 Yeah. Oh, good, we can all agree. I don't need a calculator.
Oh my god.
Good thing I got off my ass to get it.
Dude, what the shit?
Great Titan got a one.
Man. Okay, I'm hoping for better news here. We're on to Titan Boy.
Titan Boy.
Go, Teen Titans.
Oh, God.
At least it's not as bad as the last one.
I don't know. I can't see because there's a Bill Fathead in the way.
I'm going to go ahead here, and I'm going to say that maybe the first guy we reviewed is the star of the show. Oh, my God.
This looks like a combination of both.
I'm going to go switch chairs, and you can describe this guy.
Well, obviously there's a lot of...
It's orange as shit.
Carrot orange, yeah.
It's got fucking the punchy fist from before. It has the exact same head as the first Robo that we reviewed. It's got, like, fucking...
Shoulder
Gundam Vulcan cannons on its shoulders. Its fucking knees look like it's on hinges that have been, like, welded together. The chest is the hardest part to describe, just because of the design on it.
Yeah, but it's still got...
But it looks
weird,
like it's got
that gem
two thing. Nipples in the middle of its fucking chest.
Because
why the fuck not, I guess. Go Japan.
Hey, if Batman can have nipples over here, then their Zords can have nipples over there.
Look, hands down, that was one of the worst Batman designs ever. Clooney played a good Bruce Wayne,
wait.
Batman, fuck no.
He was equipped with a bat credit card,
uh-huh,
a bat nipples, and a bat ass.
Yeah, and like I said, the suit sucked, but as a Bruce Wayne, he was a decent job.
Clooney all the way for me, motherfucker. Clooney all the way.
Fuck you, Kevin Conroy's best Batman. You ain't gonna take away fucking Kevin Conroy.
This is Adam West up in here.
Anyway, since we're talking Batman, next.
Next.
Oh, look, same it's the pose. Same damn thing, only this time it's,
much improved, next.
Yeah. And a bit more detail.
Okay,
on
let's
stuff.
See, as a tire with spikes.
Well, first let's go to the transformation, because now yep. that makes more sense.
It looks like it was a truck or something.
Yeah, it looks like it was like a fucking rescue truck.
Okay.
That literally just stood up and became that. So yes, that at least makes more sense. Because now you can see that he has the fucking tire hand with the fucking spinny blades on it.
That still means the two extra Zords that are running around in this show were from a fucking McDonald's Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And then the little shooting of the shoulders.
Yeah, and then the Vulcan cannons firing. But again, at least this guy seems to have more shit going for him than, I'm a tower, let me fall down on top of you and crush you to death. Because we can only assume that's got to be its power.
Look at those super functional shoulder cannons down there.
Pew, 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 pew.
Like I said, they're Vulcan cannons. They're not supposed to do shit. They fire literally a shell about the size of this apartment, which to a giant enemy is going to do about the same as shooting a BB at the middle of my fat ass. It's going to hurt, but it ain't going to do anything.
So the wheel with the blades will do more damage.
Clearly, yes.
Or should.
Well, it also depends. Is it more like a chainsaw where it just spins really fast and he can... Or is it like a shuriken where he throws it and then he's got to go walk over and... Excuse me, sorry, I need this back. And then he's got to walk away so he can turn back and throw the shuriken at its face again.
Next.
Oh, it's
oh, hey, look, a
close-up
of the tire shuriken.
Tire of Doom. Next.
Close up of the face and
shoulder cannons. You could see his nipples better.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, look, we're already done. Well, this is simple. Two. I'm being kinder to this one because it at least has a little bit more design.
Actually, we've got, like, three other ones that show all three, or at least two and three, so...
Yeah.
All right,
there's those two dudes hanging out here. We got...
The two good dudes, there's... Whoa.
That was my fault. I did not
You forgot to turn off the autoplay.
Okay, there's... Okay. Yeah.
There's the two useful guys.
Oh, and by the way, I think I'm... You know what? No, I'm not. It's 1.5 for me. I can't even get to the full 2 on this fucking... Stupid looking.
I'll give mine once we get through these.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so yeah, we've got the awesome dude and then the semi-awesome dude.
Next.
And then the two useless ones on the side, and then the guy who's clearly doing all the fighting on the right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a next.
He looks like a fucking Gundam compared to these loser motherfucker fat McDonald's toy mechs.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Yep, done.
Okay, so what were you going to give it, Scotty?
I'll give the little Titan boy 2.
1.83 repeating.
1986 Flashman. Get your Happy Meal toys today.
No. Get your side robos as Happy Meal toys. Get your main guy as something actually worth the shit that you actually have to go out of your way to go to a Walmart or a Toys R Us to fucking buy.
Main robo not available in Happy Meal.
There you go.
That does make a lot of sense.
So sad. What the fuck? Okay. We were asked a specific topic here, so we're going to go ahead and do it. This is going to be amazing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it is, because I forgot to check comments last night, so well, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
We were given a good one. The Go Rangers. And I'm going to modify his question a little bit. We can do it both ways if you want. The 1975 Go Rangers, he wants us, if they were to come to America, we need to cast them.
Shit.
Who would you cast? This is 1975, people.
I can't.
Okay, he's dealing out. Oh, I got the cast, sir. I got the cast.
If you want to go ahead, because this was before I was born, so.
All right.
Well, then technically that's before all of us were born, because technically aren't you the oldest in the group?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. So. It's kind of crazy, but regardless.
Yeah, I couldn't cast. Because we've only seen them in costume mostly, so.
Well, see, that's part of my problem is we've only seen them in costume. So it makes it a little difficult to try to figure out, like, personalities and shit. Because I know I haven't seen them in motion. But at the same time, my other problem comes down to a matter of, would I just do what we always do and find random nobodies? Is, you know, here's your first acting gig. You're going to be a Power Ranger. Or... do we actually go out of our way and be like, oh, well, this is, you know, it's not going to be a full show. We're just going to turn this into, like, a Hollywood movie. So let's go ape shit and get, like, all sorts of people in here. Like, that's my problem.
Your thing. You get to cast a 1975 coming to America Go Rangers.
If you can find the picture that you're looking for.
I'm looking for the original Go Rangers picture so I can kind of get it in my head.
Well, I see a lot of Jetmen.
Yeah, I've saved quite a bit of these images that we've gone through.
And there's some Green Ranger.
Bow!
There you go.
There they are.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, he can't cast them. Oh, man.
Again, my problem is like I said, I'm trying to figure out whether I should actually go out of my way and make this like a movie and, you know, get big, like, A-list celebs, or if I should just, we'll just give it to some random people who need their first acting gig.
No, you gotta get real with it. You gotta give it to big, big-name motherfuckers. Cast the best Go Rangers ever, 1975.
Wait. Wasn't the... Yellow Ranger, like an overweight guy?
Yes, it was.
So this image is from the Gokaiger.
Possibly.
Were the Yellow Rangers a chick instead of an overweight dude?
Either way.
Yeah.
No, oh, he can't do it. He's trying.
Oh. No, sir, I don't like it.
Dang.
Okay. No, I'm trying to think, and it's like, fuck. All right, well, then if we're going to go that route, and the yellow's supposed to be an overweight dude, then clearly I'm going to give yellow to, what's his fuck? God damn it.
The 21-22 Jump Street guy?
Yeah, the Jonah Hill. Even though he's slimmed up quite a bit, he's not as big as he used to be from back in the days of Superbad and shit like that. Pink, we clearly, because it's being Americanized, we got to turn it into a girl. So that shit would probably have to go to Scarlett Johansson because she's in fucking everything now.
Okay, well, hold on, though. What if you're casting for 1975?
Well, see, then that gets even harder. Because now it's hard to think of a fat dude to play the yellow guy.
Oh, I've got one.
Unless I go something along the lines of, like, fucking John Candy or fucking John Goodman.
Dude, yes!
They're not going to be able to throw some fucking punches. They're just going to be comic relief.
It would be the best.
And then, clearly, around that time, it would be Sigourney Weaver for the girl, but then that means that the Pink Ranger would have to be taller than everybody the fuck else.
I'm fine with that.
Green, I would probably throw in as, like, Jackie Chan or some shit, just to fucking throw him a goddamn bone. Because, you know, even though it's America, and, you know, for the time, we were still kind of being a little bit of some racist assholes, even though we are still today. But anyway, we'd still have to diversify the team. Blue, I'd give it to Wesley Snipes.
75?
Yeah, you're right. That is a bit before his time. Well, who knows? It could be his first acting gig.
How old was he in 75? Holy crap. I know his first appearance was in a Michael Jackson video, in terms of acting.
Oh, wait.
Actually, yeah.
Michael Jackson, there you go.
Kiss my ass, no.
Damn! Hated.
Well, I ain't giving it to fucking Mr. T. I'll give you that right fucking now.
I pity the fool who casts Mr. T in that role.
Awesome.
So, hold on to your titties here. Let me, do the... God damn it.
Oh. He's looking it up. Gonna be a young ass Snipes in that costume. Like three or four.
Okay, hold up. When are we, what is this, 80 something?
75.
75? Okay, hold up.
Cass Shaft.
He was born in 62.
Holy
so, I mean,
shit.
He might be a teenager about this point. He was probably still doing a... studying martial arts at the time. So, I mean, maybe. Like I said.
Okay.
He might fit.
Look at that.
Fuck! God damn it, now I gotta look something the fuck else up. Hold up.
Dang! This question's got him all messed up. Scott was just like, I can't do it.
He's well, like, I can't goddamn do it because my fucking left hand won't type for shit.
At first I was like, I can't do it, but then again it's like... I could think of a few people throwing here, maybe there.
Because I had a great idea for the Red Ranger, but the problem is fuck, too late. Okay,
I've got
never mind.
The best Red Ranger.
Yeah, I would have if it wasn't for the fact that this is 2 years after he died.
I know.
Would have put goddamn Bruce Lee up in that red suit.
I was sad faced like a motherfucker when I looked at the date, and I was like, oh! Because that was my first thought also.
God damn it. Well, considering the fact that this would be Americanized, clearly that means it's either got to go to Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Goddamn bullshit.
Oh, no. I think I know who Bill's going to put in there.
Go ahead, Bill, because I give the fuck up on this game.
You're going to put Dolph in there, aren't you?
Okay, first off.
Probably, yes.
First off, the first thing we have to do here is we have to determine who's going in the pink suit. Okay? Because I need to think a lady, 1975, and that's where I'm having my troubles. That's the only casting decision I'm having difficulties with here.
Susan Summers?
Nah. This is a tough question when it comes to her. Everybody else is casted. Got everybody else ready to go.
Well, you could always pull my cop out and just say fucking Sigourney Weaver, because again, this would have been about the time that she was big. And I mean, yes, that would mean that the Pink Ranger would probably be as tall, if not taller, than most of everybody else.
Okay, I think I've got my idea here. Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. First off, just to get him in here, because I am the master of casting, okay? I can cast a show. So the first thing that we gotta do is we gotta make sure, one, our characters can fight, okay? And they can. Two, we gotta make sure that they'd be plausible with weapons. And he could use a weapon. And with his flowing locks of the 70s, Dolph Lundgren is going to come in here for this Yellow Ranger role with his flowing yellow locks and his giant He-Man sword. And he's going to be awesome because he's going to fight Rocky. So, right there, he's already casted. He's the best! So, he's my Yellow Ranger, okay? Now, because this is America, and I'm going to need some name power, I'm going to have to pull in some audience. The pink, green, and blue are all casted from the same American show, which has already been proven and already made some money here in America. So, some bigwig like me, okay, is going to cast these people. The Pink Ranger is going to be Batgirl. The Green Ranger is going to be Burt Ward. And the Blue Ranger is going to be Adam West. Right? Yeah, that's good casting right now. And then I'm going to need a leader for my team. Someone of magnificence. Someone of extraordinary acting talent.
You already cast Adolph as the Yellow
Prestige,
Ranger.
Prestige. A fighting champion.
Well, hold on. Let me get this ready.
A man who enjoys a jelly bean or two.
I got my knife ready for when Bill Dunn fucks this up.
My Red Ranger, the leader of my super team, is going to be Mr. William Shatner. Oh, yeah. Kirk punching Ranger right there. He's my Red. Yep.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoyed Bill's very last Sentai.
That's
as soon
team.
As we're done with this recording, he's getting his throat slit.
The greatest team ever. Now, let's say that we reverse what he asked us and we cast this today. You could use any actors you want today.
Well, you already know my yellow and pink for that.
Actually, I would have to agree with his yellow and pink. Especially Scarlett Johansson, since she's...
Like I said, she's in fucking everything. They're purposely going out of their way to use CGI to make her look Asian, so the fucking anime community won't lose their shit when she's fucking put in the lead role of Ghost in the Shell.
Who's your
she's
yellow?
She's in fucking everything.
I would
and
have
yellow's
go with
goddamn Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, because of he's been doing some action sequences with the 2122 Jump Street.
And the fact that 23 Jump Street is going to be a Men in Black spinoff as well.
Well, crossover spinoff.
Yeah. Yep.
I've got my Red Ranger.
Who leads the team?
Tony Jaa.
Oh, that's fucking sweet.
Fuck yeah.
I would put somebody like him in the Blue Ranger.
Oh, shit. Listen to that.
Fucking what?
He says...
You need a goddamn leader.
He says Tony Jaa can't lead.
Be Americanized.
Oh. Yeah, it is being Americanized.
No.
I'm the bigwig, motherfucker. I want Tony Jaa as the goddamn leader.
Because so
he
wrong.
Can goddamn fight.
So wrong.
Because fuck Muay Thai. That's right. I'm going to keep bringing up the fact that Abyss said that shit every chance I get. It's the blue and the green that I'm having troubles with.
My Pink Ranger is that Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot?
Yep. I'm still learning her name. But Wonder Woman? Yeah. And actually, by the way, if I was to seriously cast a Pink Ranger back in 75, it would probably be Linda Carter.
Yeah. No, he's kind of not joking. He wanted name power. That probably would be it.
And, of course, her love interest would be Dolph Lundgren. Okay? He fought Rocky. And he had flowing yellow locks and a He-Man sword.
You know what? Actually, I take that back. I think I will do what Scotty said then. I'll go ahead and I'll fucking move Tony Jaa over to the blue suit.
Okay.
Because the red suit, I'm going to put in JDF.
Oh, dude! Because
why the fuck
That's
not?
That's what I was thinking, too.
That would be sick as shit!
Yeah. We need a leader. Why the fuck not? He's already led how many goddamn teams now? This would make, what, six? He literally now would be his own actual fucking team?
But the question is, who would we cast as green, though?
Dolph Lundgren.
No. We're not going to okay. put his old ass in a suit.
All right, fine. Hercules. From the 90s series. Kevin Sorbo.
Eh.
Look at him hating. He has a sword.
He's
good with a sword.
I was about to say, I'm not so much hating as it comes down to a matter of I don't think he's aged well.
I think I would actually put a chick.
If you'd have been here for the last episode, and I wish we had Shane today, because he'd be so pissed with my casting decisions. I was messing with him hardcore the last episode, man.
Yeah, I know.
I think I would change the Green Ranger to a chick.
So what, have an extra chick?
Yeah, have like two chicks and three guys.
Okay. Who?
But,
I was about to say, who would you throw in there? Because I don't know why, but for every single time when it comes back to the Green Ranger, I keep thinking, like, throw in that dude who played Finn
from the Star
Wars. Yeah. Why not? I don't know why, but for some reason, I feel like he would actually probably do... like a decent job.
Well, if I change it to green, I was going to go with the chick who played Rey.
Oh, well, shit, that works.
Well, for me, I'm feeling the Pink Ranger with the, with the new Wonder Woman. That gal?
Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot, whatever.
I apologize. I should look up her name rather than making guesses, but I want to say it's like Gal Gadot, or Gadot, or Gadot, something like that.
Well, now that I'm not fucking about with my knife and I can actually use my phone, I'll look it up. You keep talking.
So I've got the Pink Ranger casted. The Yellow Ranger. Let's see here. If I'm not mistaken, I'm here in America. My childhood influences me. Need a Yellow Ranger.
Overweight Yellow Ranger.
Has to be an overweight person.
I think you're actually correct. I think it is Gadot.
Dang! Yellow Ranger, overweight, awesome person.
Well, if we could, it would be fucking Chris Farley, but shit went down.
He's
and that don't quite work out.
He's kind of dead. Kind of dead right now. Says me.
Oh, wait, you need somebody who's overweight and kind of awesome?
Oh, I'm kind of awesome.
Really? You're not thinking about putting his ass back in the suit again?
Well, are you talking about Austin St. John?
No, no. Because
he put on some weight, and he's still a cool guy.
No, are you going to say bulk?
No, I'm not going to say bulk. I was going to say you could put in your Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, no. He deserves better than Yellow Ranger. He fought
Rocky. You
were going
to put him as Yellow Ranger fucking earlier in the goddamn
Yeah, but that was back when he was all strapping and long flowing locks, and now he kind of looks like Gary Busey with muscles.
which is why he's in Kindergarten Cop 2.
He didn't maintain the He-Man-ish look, and it's hard to believe that he ever fought Rocky now, but he did do it.
I must break him.
I must break my own bones.
Okay, look. For the Blue Ranger, even though this is an American show, I don't care. He's Donnie Yen.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And my Green Ranger is going to be Tony Jaa. My Pink Ranger
is
going to be that gal got it. She's awesome. I'm sorry, her name gives me a lot of trouble, but she is severely awesome. Like she was a good pickup at the end of that movie. Let's see here. So now I've got a blue and I've got a green and I've got a pink. I have to find a yellow and a red.
Quickly, we're on a time frame.
I know, damn it.
Whoa. No, sir, I don't like it.
I know, I'm having a lot of trouble with the new people. Because now some of my choices get hurt.
Well, again, to pull back the curtain, it is only 8:30 in the morning and we don't have to get Scotty to work for another hour, so...
Buff Gary Busey fucking doesn't fit the role. I can't do it no matter how much Rocky he fought. Damn it.
Just say Jason David Frank for the Red Ranger.
I am actually digging that choice 1,000%. Yeah. If we were to bring it to America and I could get my other two casting decisions, like, first off, I want Gal, so that's my pink. My green is Tony Jaa. My red is Jason David Frank. My blue is Donnie Yen, because, dude, that dude's a fucking monster.
I ain't no shit.
And the yellow is the one I'm having the most problems with, because if I got to cast an overweight, hard-ass dude...
Fucking
or you
Jackie
know what?
Chan.
No. No, this is America.
Yeah, this is America.
Yeah.
We're going to change our yellow to a girl anyway. So since we're going to switch the yellow to a girl anyway...
Yeah. No, he's kind of right.
Then now...
Oh, boy.
Now I get to pick... Do I have to pick an overweight lady? Like a heavier set lady?
I could.
You could if you wanted, but I mean, technically, this is America, and if we're going to change it from an overweight dude to a chick, we could technically just add more sex appeal, and you could just pick somebody with big old fake titties to just shove in everybody's face.
Well,
all
don't
day.
Get me wrong. I don't think that... Shit, how do I put this? I don't see anything wrong with a lady that's a little bigger. Some of them are still awfully cute.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to pick one of the chicks that are part of the new Ghostbusters?
No.
Good.
I'd pick Fat
Amy.
You
know, I still have a bone to pick with you about that shit. Just because you're a fucking old man and you're losing your shit over, oh, new fucking girls is the Ghostbusters, what the fuck, fuck that. Like, everybody on the internet losing their minds over shit like that. Like, fucking really? Who fucking cares? It's new Ghostbusters. Most of the members were from fucking Saturday Night Live. Huh, that sounds familiar.
Uh-oh.
The original Ghostbusters, most of the members were from Saturday Night Live.
Easy.
One.
Really?
One, it's a full female cast.
So?
That is rebooting the franchise.
That's my only real issue. He just said it. Reboot. Yeah. I don't think it should have been a reboot.
I get that. As a reboot, it's bullshit. But at the same time, everybody's losing their tits like, oh, it's because it's female Ghostbusters.
I think the blonde girl.
Who fucking cares?
I think the blonde girl should have been like Egon's niece or something. And they could have passed off something like that, like she's a closet case, like he is, working on stuff that he never finished.
Yeah.
And then when stuff starts going down, she could have put together a team, and I would have been more okay with a story like that. Especially since he's dead now, you could have wrote a story where he's dead now, and she's been trying to finish some of the projects he was working on. I would have been into something like that.
Or find his ghost to help.
Yeah.
That would have been neat, too.
Yeah.
I think my biggest problem with this is the reboot idea. Passing a torch gives respect to the credence that came before you. Where this, a reboot, it doesn't seem right to me. Now, about the all-girl cast, I worry about that for one reason. I feel like they gave themselves an easy out. Like, if people don't like it, they could say, oh, well, people are just hating because of the all-female, like, they could say that. I think what they did was, you can reboot a franchise, and if it sucks, you could be like, oh, well, that's just because people are wearing their nostalgia glasses. But if you continue a storyline, and it sucks, then you just made a bad movie.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing. It's like, no, my nostalgia glasses are not on. This doesn't make sense. If you pass the torch and the torch makes no goddamn sense, like if you handed him an old burnt out fucking raggedy torch that wasn't burning anymore, well then, guess what?
Oh, you mean like fudged up. If you picked up one of the old torches from off the set of the original Frankenstein movie?
Exactly.
Here, take this torch. It doesn't work anymore. Try to light it. It won't fucking work.
Yeah, that's where I feel like they gave themselves an easy out. The all-female cast, the only reason I'm leaving that alone is because it is a new age. All the feminist stuff that's going on right now, and don't misunderstand me when I say feminist, because I already sound like an asshole by even using the word, but feminists, real feminists, and feminism in general, means equal.
Yep.
It's equal. They don't want, like, okay, when a feminist comes at you and the woman's superiority thing, that's not feminism. It's a very different, that's different. That's borderlining elitism.
Actually, there actually is a term for that. It's, actually, like, Dianism or something like that. Like,
right.
It literally is Diana from Wonder Woman bullshit, where it's women are more powerful than men, women are better than men, fuck you, women are like the
but
fucking master class.
Here's what I get at. If we're moving into a new age, the reason that it was an all-guy cast originally was because they were all guys, they were all friends, and had they brought a woman in, like, had Janine ever actually become a Ghostbuster, I'm not 100% sure how it would have went down during that era. And I'm not saying that she couldn't have done it because Sigourney Weaver was pulling her weight in action films, but I don't know how it would have worked out.
See, my issue with this is, at this point, I don't care if I sound sexist or not.
Right.
Having a full female cast is an issue for me. If it was like three
and one dude,
three women or two and two dudes, or at least two dudes and two chicks, that would have been okay. But all female, which I think three of them are from SNL.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if this comes down to a childhood issue. Kind of like how, okay, when we were growing up, we had the male Ghostbusters. And a lot of us got into the Ghostbusters. But a lot of ladies that I know never watched the cartoon or anything because there's nobody there. I actually mentioned this in a Ranger show a while back. Part of the whole fantasy is for you to relate and
Yeah, there wasn't really a female Ghostbuster to relate to until they moved into the future when it actually was a descendant. Yeah.
Yeah, when they put the girl in the cast and then there was somebody for them.
Yeah.
And that almost sounds sexist, but in a way it's not. You need to have a demographic that, because especially, I guess this is not a kids movie, don't misunderstand, but if you count it as a family movie, sure, I could take my little girl to it, and it's girl power, yeah, 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 but, I mean, if I take my little boy to it, is it the same for him as it is for my little girl? You get the idea of what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, with a little boy, he'd be like,
is he just ready to move on because it's just like girls shooting ghosts? And I guess that's wrong to say, too. Maybe I should teach my kid better, but there's something about it that just doesn't seem right to me. Now my alarm is going off in the bedroom, or I'm getting a phone call. I guess she got a phone call. Either way, well,
since we went off on a giant tangent,
yeah.
Just pick a Yellow Ranger and we'll
go
on.
Okay.
Just say a name and we'll go.
Buff Busey.
It
has to be Buff Busey. I'm sorry. Buff Gary Busey.
Now that we've ragged everybody's ears on for about a good hour.
Yeah. We are finished with this episode. So we'll come back and, you know, do another. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.